This episode is brought to you by Alexandria local Robin Arnold of McInerney Associates Realty. Honest, professional, warm, lighthearted. That's Robin. She's a longtime Alexandria resident and businesswoman, well known for getting the results her clients want.
In keeping with the tenets of WESTAT, Robin is an active and contributing member and often leader of her community. As a steadfast supporter of local small businesses, a cheerleader for school programs that serve those most in need, and a relied upon sponsor for local causes and events that serve the greater good, Robin believes in the mission of collaboration and conversation to creatively build a community that helps each other.
If you're looking to buy or sell a home in the Northern Virginia area, Robin can help you get what you need efficiently and effectively. To learn more about Robin and her work, contact her at robinarnoldsells@gmail.com or at 703-966-5457.
This episode is brought to you through the support of Tony Miller and Ameris Bank Mortgage. Buying a home is one of the biggest purchases most of us make. House hunting can be exciting and disappointing at the same time. Some people find the perfect home in 3 days. For others, it can take months.
Tony has seen it all and understands how you feel. Once you finally find the perfect home, she wants to help you quickly find the perfect mortgage. As a native Alexandrian, Tony is your local lender providing first-class service to ensure your loan application process goes smoothly and you have the best loan option for your financing needs so you can start your life in the home you have always dreamed of.
Personable, professional, organized, and efficient, Tony is skilled at anticipating the needs of her clients before they know what they need and can help guide them through an often overwhelming process.
To find out more on how you can secure your dream home or refinance your existing home, contact Tony at tony.miller@amerisbank.com or look her up on Facebook at Tony S-L-Y-E Miller.
This episode of We Should Talk About That is brought to you by the Seward Group, a full-spectrum concierge real estate company that services every price point.
What do they do? Whatever needs to be done. A woman-owned, led, and operated team, they run their business based on the following four tenets: integrity above all else, clients first, market knowledge and excessive preparation, and community leadership.
Not only does Lisa and the Seward Group know their community in terms of real estate, but they are huge community leaders and feel it is their job and obligation to give back to the communities that support them. By supporting their local Alexandria schools and various local nonprofits, they continue to exhibit enthusiasm and pride for the communities they serve.
If you're looking to buy or sell a home in the Northern Virginia community, we encourage you to connect with Lisa and her team. To find out more, please visit www.sewardgroup.com or contact Lisa Seward, 703-298-0562. And you can email her at lseward@ttrsir.com. We started this podcast because we want to have really honest, authentic, and even uncomfortable conversations about anything, but especially the things no one wants to talk about. And our hope is that these conversations can build a community of people who might feel less isolated and alone. So we are Two Jesses, and this is We Should Talk About That.
Hi, Jess.
Holy crap. It is so good to be back.
I know, right?
Hi, Jess.
So we're still talking over each other. After two seasons, we still haven't figured out how to wait our turn.
It's okay. It's because we're just so excited to get back at it, right?
I am. You know what? I am. I'm really excited. I'm very happy to be back. It's been a plethora of things through the summer, and I'm just ready to get cracking.
I still am not 100% sure I'm ready to get cracking, but I am very happy to see you.
I thank you. Oh, so season three.
Yeah. Welcome to season three. We are launching a
third season, which is incredible to me.
Yeah.
And much like we did with our second season, we have decided to theme this season. Mm-hmm. And this third season's theme is vulnerability. Mm-hmm. So my word nerd, mm-hmm. how about you define for our listeners and for me the definition of vulnerability, and then we can talk about how we're going to use it.
The definition of vulnerability. Well, in true transparency, I have to look it up because I didn't have it queued up. Although I do want to say, did you ever think we were going to make it to three seasons?
I don't know. There's a part of me that says, yes, absolutely. There's also a part of me that says, hells to the no. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, I guess that's me being vulnerable. There was a part of me that thought maybe if we, you know what it is, if we made it to a season three, I thought it would maybe look different than it is going to look. I think I might have thought we were famous by season three.
We would have been syndicated already. We had no idea how hard this was going to be.
Yes, I think so, yeah.
So here's something interesting, I think, that Wikipedia is actually using Brené Brown's definition of vulnerability.
And oh, wow.
I really like this one. She defines it as uncertainty, risk, and emotional exposure.
Yeah, that word exposure literally like shakes me to the core. Mm-hmm. I think that that is why I'm so drawn to this word. And what I have come to realize when we started thinking about theming this season is I value and seek out other people who are willing to be vulnerable mm-hmm. with me. And therefore, I feel like I can be vulnerable with them.
Absolutely. I mean, isn't that the whole point of vulnerability? Is show me yours and I'll show you mine.
Wait a second. It's also the whole point of a lot of things.
Right, right. But I mean, emotionally speaking, the whole objective of starting this podcast from day one, from season one, was to build a space, a safe space, for all kinds of conversations. And the main goal was to help others not feel so alone.
Right.
And I think that modeling vulnerability, no matter, sometimes we get it on the mark and sometimes we miss the mark, I'm sure. But trying week after week after week, like how many episodes in are we? Like well over 100. And we continue to expose what's going on in our hearts, what's going on in our souls, what's going on in our minds, even what's going on in our bodies to some extent. And we're continually seeking out other people who have done that. So I feel like vulnerability is a great descriptor for us in general, but certainly for what we're going to aim to do this season.
And I think that it's important to point out that vulnerability doesn't necessarily equate heaviness. Mm-hmm. I think, I don't want to say accused is too strong of a word, but perhaps we have been pigeonholed mm-hmm. as being a podcast that runs a little heavy.
Yeah.
And I get defensive about that, but sometimes feeling defensive means that the truth is hitting a little too close to home. Mm-hmm. Perhaps mm-hmm. I'm willing to make room for that. Mm-hmm. And vulnerability doesn't necessarily mean heavy. It means, for instance, when I'm feeling particularly vulnerable or exposed, my go-to use of defense mechanism is humor. Mm-hmm. I want to deflect from that vulnerable feeling by using humor. And I think that will be interesting to see how often that happens as we kind of explore this topic.
Yeah, it's interesting because we've talked about that before. So that got me thinking, like, what is my vulnerability deflector? And I think I probably try to use humor too, or self-deprecation.
Yeah. Yeah, self-deprecation, I have definitely noticed in you.
Yeah.
Because I recognize it as being something I do too.
Right. Yeah. It'll be interesting to explore this and our responses to it as we move through the heavy and the light sides of vulnerability.
And
there's space for both, right?
Absolutely. And it's not as if we're going to uncover a topic that maybe we haven't discussed before, but we're going to frame it around vulnerability, that exposure, that feeling, maybe, what is it again? What's the definition?
Uncertainty, risk, yes, and emotional exposure.
Yeah. So framing the similar topics that we are drawn to, which are basically women issues, aging, menopause, career, parenting, relationships,
alcohol,
coping mechanisms, mental health,
food.
I mean, these are all familiar themes that we find that we keep being drawn to, but we're going to frame it around this feeling of vulnerability. And in that vein, something I want to try, I mean, you know, I don't love a strict framework for every episode, but I found something over the summer when I was not regularly interacting with you that I fell in love with, and I bought it. It's a game. And I thought, oh my God, the only person on the planet that will play this with me is Jess B. So it's called The Loser Game.
Oh my God.
Which intrigued me, very immediately intrigued me. And it's made in England, which I feel like says a lot about the fact that perhaps the British are willing to highlight their failures more than us driven Americans.
Yeah, that's true.
So it is basically, it's like Cards Against Humanity, however, focused less around dirty mind and being funny. It's about being willing to show your vulnerability. So I want to randomly pick one of these cards, and maybe we can use it to start off episodes, end episodes. Maybe some of our guests will play with us. I don't know.
We'll have to see. I think this is so cool.
Right. So I'm going to randomly select a card right now. Oh my God, this one's long. Okay, the overall subject is relationships. A documentary team has made a tragicomic film charting your failed attempts to seduce people. Seduce people. What is the best footage that they captured of you? I'm going to let you think, because I know immediately what my answer is. I like to think that my tragicomic documentary of me trying to turn the head of someone that I am attracted to 100% involves me dancing on any type of dance floor, because I definitely feel super comfortable dancing. However, I do like to think that I am like a fly girl from In Living Color. And I think that worked more when I was younger. And my dancing style has not evolved. Many things about me have evolved through the years as I have gotten older and wiser, but what has not evolved is my dance style. I still dance as if I am a fly girl. For instance, Grace is on the high school dance team, and she has started her workouts and she's learning routines, and they post them online.
Are you doing them like TikTok videos?
I am watching them, and I literally will be like, I mean, I think I can do that. And I'll try. I should record that. Although I think that I don't want to. I still believe in my heart of hearts that my ability to drop it like it's hot is
very much alive.
Very much alive. So that would be the footage that would be both tragic and comical in my wheelhouse of seduction techniques.
So the image that came to me, have you seen that movie? I'm sure you have. The Family Stone.
Yes.
It's like a Christmas movie. Okay.
Yes.
You know, like halfway through the movie when he, I can't, whatever his name is, the oldest brother who's like brooding and handsome, and he meets Sarah Jessica Parker's sister, who's played by Claire Danes. And he's like mesmerized by her as she's like starting to get off the bus. Do you remember this scene?
Yes.
And I remember going to see this movie when it first came out like 20 years ago with my sister, and she had already seen it. And she goes, "This scene reminds me so much of you. Wait for it." And then in this scene, she's like, he's like mesmerized by her, like walking off the bus, like looking at her through the window. And then she comes down the steps of the bus and falls flat on her face, which is so something I would do.
So you're feeling like maybe you're very confident and your best foot forward, and then your clumsiness will kick in to humble you.
100%. Like, you know, my theme song, my hair blowing in the wind, I believe in miracles, where'd you come from, you sexy thing, and then bam, down on my face.
Wow.
150%.
All right.
In fact, that has happened to me before.
Well, all right then.
Or I've walked into a glass door. That happened once too. So, you know, I get caught up in my own story of what I think is happening, and then I literally get slammed in the face with reality. It's more than a metaphor. It usually comes in the form of something hard.
like cement or glass.
Yeah, it's true. True story. Like on more than one occasion.
All right. So see, that was us both being vulnerable, exposing a little bit.
And also laughing and self-deprecating.
Yes. Well,
yeah.
I mean, I don't know that we're going to solve our ability to not self-deprecate. I actually value that as a coping mechanism.
I think so. I mean, I think it's better than being like a full-on, you know,
bitch.
A-hole.
Conceited asshole.
I've been accused of that too, but
I don't believe it.
Anyway, I think it's going to be a great season, and I'm excited to get more vulnerable with you.
I am too. So starting next week, we will be launching brand new interviews, brand new episodes for season 3. Come along for the ride.
We Should Talk About That is created and hosted by Jess Buchanan and Jessica Kidwell. Our production is done by Jarrett Nicolay at Mixtape Studios. The theme song, Be Where You Are, is courtesy of Astrobia.
To learn more about this or any of our episodes, visit our website at www.westatpod.com and follow us on our social media accounts. We are at WeStatPod on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Twitter. This community grows by spreading the word, so follow us and invite others to listen.
And if you like an episode, consider giving us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. Thanks for listening. We are so glad you are here. Be where you are.